we have discovered that the cornerstone of all democratic thinking, our fundamental belief that the federal government could do all things for all people at all times, has cracks in it and holes in it. Most importantly, as Daniel Bell wrote in a recent issue of Public Interest, our belief in American exceptionalism has vanished. Our mortality now lies before us. It's uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable for Americans because we like our national purpose neat and clean, neatly packaged. At present, we have no vision of the future. We see none developing that reassures us that all is well with America. We are anxious, perplexed, and unfortunately, we are not very optimistic. We are uneasy about attending our birthday party next year because we will be unable to give ourselves a collective pat on the back, and we're afraid to open our birthday presents. We fear they may contain ashes or nothing. This feeling of anxiety weighs heaviest on those of us in the Democratic Party who have the responsibility to define that vision of the future that Americans are seeking. Despite the fact that the Republican Party promises us once again a choice and not an echo, we cannot delude ourselves into thinking for one moment that the Democratic Party just has to get through the National Convention next year with some semblance of unity and the White House is ours. Nonsense. The people, by and large, have found our response, the Democratic response, wanting. Thousands of voters are weary of our debates about procedures. They're unsatisfied with our knee-jerk, reflex type of reaction to their problems. They're disappointed by our lack of creativity, and many have turned away from the party. We're now in second place behind those labeled independents. At a time when the majority of the American people are disenchanted, yet willing to accept new approaches to old problems, there is a very urgent need for the Democratic Party to develop a new mechanism for national policy formulation.